Thank you, Erin, and ladies and gentlemen. It's my great pleasure to share some information about the fertilizer use and the crop production in China and the problem we are facing. And you all know that China have have a large population, 1.4 billion, and but the land, the arable land resources are pretty limited. And right now we have about 122 million hectares only, which is pretty close to the low limit the government of China set it up to, you know, to support the large population and sustainable development of the country. And this is the average land, arable land per person, the China, the world, U.S., Japan, and India. And you can see that, and we only have the arable land per person only 40% of the world average, 42%. And the land quality in general, the soil fertility is relatively low. And this is just compare the soil organic matter content in China and that with that in the European countries, for the three soil types. And you can see that for the same soil type, in China we only have half or less the soil organic matter compared with the European soils. And the soil fertility level, and this is done by in the early 80s, and the second National Soil Survey, you can see that 64% of the soil of the land with organic matter less than 2%, and soil phosphate, available phosphate, and 50% below the 5 parts per million, and 81% below 10 ppm. You see that's pretty low in the phosphate availability at that time, and with roughly close to half of the soil is low in potassium and some other micronutrients problem as well. With that, China have to develop what we call, you know, highly intensified agriculture, and mainly with high input, high output, and production system with relatively low nutrient use efficiency. And each year, recently, we have the multiple cropping index about 160, and we use about 1/3 or 30% of the world total fertilizer consumption. Just two examples, two photos show you this is, you know, intensified corn production in north central China, Henan province, and the rice production in Heilongjiang. The, you know, with that, the chemical fertilizer is important, and you know, starting in the 50s, we used very little nitrogen to start, but with time, they both, you know, NPK and the compound fertilizer will increase very rapidly. And by the year of 2008, the China used the over 52 million tons of total nutrients in chemical fertilizer form. And with time, you know, with the increase of inorganic fertilizer input, the biomass increased and the total organic nutrients increased as well. Nutrients input to the agricultural land in organic forms. By the year of 2005, we estimated that the sources in the organic form is estimated to be 28 million tons for nitrogen, 13 million tons for phosphate, P2O5, and 30 million tons for K2O. And this number realized that the nitrogen and the potassium in the organic form is more than what we applied in the chemical fertilizer form. And the phosphate are about the same level. But unfortunately, not all the organic nutrients being used properly. And this estimated the year of 2000, we only have 32 of the total organic nutrients returned to the land, with the rest, you know, just wasted and caused some environmental problem. And the nutrients balance in the farmland, and you know, this is from 1982 to 2005. And you can see that after the middle 80s, the nitrogen and phosphate will have surplus. and the overuse of nitrogen and some accumulation of phosphate in the system. And but for potassium, it's still in the depletion, still mining the soil, potassium from the soil. Well, this chart will show you how important the fertilizer use contributes to the sustained increase of yield production in China. And this started from the 50s to the 2008 with slightly decrease in the planting area for green crops. But the fertilizer consumption increased continuously. With that, and the average crop yield, green crop yield, increasing. And so is the total green production increased rapidly. And except this 3 or 4 years in 1999 and to 2003, where the government policy not very favorable to the green production, the farmers use less of their land for green production. The contribution of fertilizer use to the green production, and this summarizes the results done by the National Fertilizer Efficiency Research Network in the 80s, and as you can see that the fertilization really increased the yield of rice, wheat, and maize by 40, 56, and 46%, which about roughly 40 to 50% of yield increase due to chemical fertilizer application. And very recently, the work done by our network of the International Plant Nutrition Institute in China, they indicated that nitrogen application increased the maize, rice, wheat by 38, 40, and 43%. That's nitrogen increase only. And with same for the phosphate and the potassium, with different yield increase levels. And agronomic efficiency, 1 unit of nitrogen application increased the roughly 10 kg, 10 units of rice, wheat, and maize, corn. And for P2O5, is 8, 9, 10, and the K2O is 7. 9 in that range. And recovery efficiency is low, and for nitrogen, what we got for this field trials between 2002 and 2005, and it's 27 for rice, and 43.8 for wheat, and 32.4 for corn. And in general, we believe in China, the nitrogen recovery is low, somewhere range of the 30-35 the natural average, but the loss is high, 45-50% of talk about the nitrogen. That is mainly due to the high nitrogen rate we used for high yield production and improper use of fertilizers, and therefore it's important to try hard and to further improve fertilizer use efficiency in China. You have seen this chart from a colleague from Brazil this morning, and the IPNI, International Plant Nutrition Institute, just developed this 4R nutrient stewardship with the select the right source of fertilizer and with the right rate for all the nutrients and apply at the right time to the right place. And with that, and plus all the other factors considered, and we should develop the best nutrient management practices to improve the nutrient use efficiency. So the time is limited. I just show you two examples. This is the one done in the last year, in the 2010, for the summer corn in the Hebei and the Henan two provinces, this many sites, and for the spring corn in Jilin province. For the summer corn, mainly compared with farmers' practice, and what we do is reduce the nitrogen rate considerably, but increase the P and the K. And the same for the both provinces. As you can see, the yield is not much difference, but the agronomic efficiency almost doubled, improved significantly, and so is the recovery efficiency. And in this case, but the average of insecticide improved the recovery efficiency from 21% to 45% almost. And in the northeast of China for the spring corn, we reduced the rate for all three nutrients a little bit, not much, but the yield level was the same, not a significant difference, but they improved the nutrient use efficiency as well. Another good example is the drip fertigation and the plastic mulch for the tomato, processing tomato and the maize in these 3 years. As you can see that, and compared with the farmer's practice, the 30% roughly, and the result we got in the nutrient recovery efficiency is, you know, 46 and 54, 59, 67%, which is a significant improvement. So there's a good future if we, you know, do it right. In conclusion, in the last 56 years, the organic and inorganic fertilizer use really increased the crop yield and considerably, and contributed greatly to the food security for China. But the agronomic efficiency, current agronomic efficiency for green crops in China is still nitrogen followed by P and K. Both the nitrogen use efficiency in China is low compared with the most of the developed countries. The phosphate that accumulated in that intensified cropping system, this, you know, need to pay attention, especially to the environment, issue. So it's important to improve fertilizer use efficiency and for both organic and inorganic sources. The organic nutrient sources must be used properly because we still have, you know, we're going to use 32, 33, maybe improved a little bit, 35, 34%. The chemical fertilizer need to be further to be more balanced, and to come along with other management from the best management practice to improve the fertilizer use efficiency, minimize the losses. So this can be done with the advanced science and technology. I just showed you one or two examples there. But we should have a good future if we do it correctly. With that, I thank you very much. Any question? Thank you.
Oh, yes. Okay. You're talking about organic fertilizer versus inorganic, and in terms of form of organic, the sum of cattle and pig, or what's the most source for organic fertilizer? Organic, is that a manure pig manure, or cattle manure, or?
In the statistics, they talk about the organic sources. We take all the organic sources, produced, available there, and with the cattle, and we consider the large-scale operation and also the smallholder as well. We just count the head of the pig, the head of the chicken. That's in the statistics. The straw is a problem. For the resources, it's easy. We could calculate how much in the nutrients there. But for the amount of return to the land, and we need to do a lot of analysis and survey, and based on some survey, and come out with some estimation.
Could you just say in the last conclusion, approximately 30% compared with the inorganic fertilizer? How many of organic fertilizer relative compared with the inorganic?
Well, right now we use 52 million tons of total NPK in chemical fertilizer. And the nitrogen in the organic sources is a little bit above what I gave there is 28 million tons. It's more than the chemical fertilizer we used in nitrogen. And the potassium have more. We get in organic form, we have 30 million tons. And it's more than what we applied with the chemical fertilizer. Phosphates are roughly the same. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. I have a question. Why you have one slide shows the fertilizer amount used and the yield increase, I mean the trends.
Mm-hmm.
It seems to be the amount of fertilizer in China to use still linearly increase.
Yes.
However, the yield shows a flat.
Yes.
No change, I mean, recently.
Yeah.
That means, as you mentioned, the overuse of fertilizer may be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. For
yes.
Environmental contamination or some kind of risk.
Yes.
The question is, which specific fertilizer, I mean for the NPK, which one is the fixed risk for the environmental contamination in China?
Well, that's a good question and very important. Of course, the nitrogen. And in general, our farmers, in China, overuse nitrogen in most cases. And that is a big problem now. And the P and K is not that serious, actually. And the phosphate, if you remember my first couple of slides, you see China started with very low fertility in the even come to the 80s. And we have 81% of land, low in phosphate. So it was okay to apply a little bit more phosphate than the plant need because we need to build up the phosphate level in the soil. And but after after a long time, 20 years, you're doing that, you do not need to continue to build it up. You build it up enough, then you need to think about how to maintain it or even you use the reserve in the soil. And yes, nitrogen was the number one risk, and the phosphate, of course, the phosphate too in some intensified area, and especially talk about the water quality and that's yeah. Thank you.
That's all the time we have at this moment, so let's give him one more hand for his.
Thank you.